Hi, it's David here, and today we welcome to the studio Richard Bourne, Treasurer of Friends of the Grand Theatre Wolverhampton, and also Associate Producer of a show called Ethos. Hello, Rich.
Good morning, Dave.
Rich, you're here to tell us about Ethos, an exciting concert coming up at the Grand next week. What's it all about?
Right, well, I was approached by a very well-known guy in local theatre circles, Jeremy Hobbs, always known as Jerry locally. Jerry has been working on the stages and operating this area for, over 40 years now. And he asked if I would help him to put this special, spectacular concert on stage on the 15th of July, all in aid, ultimately, for profits to Compton Hospice.
Right, right.
And this is their 35th anniversary year since they opened.
Right, so it's 1982 since they started.
Yeah.
And is there a specific project that Compton Hospice have in mind that these funds are going to be used for?
Yeah, the idea behind this, Dave, is, Compton raise money on a regular basis, of course, for the hospice as it stands. But this is a little bit special because this being the 35th year, there is hopefully a project to expand by way of an extension programme. And so what we are doing is ultimately trying to raise money for the new building project, which we hope will get all the permissions it requires over the coming months and lead to even greater things that go on down there.
All right. And dare I ask, is there a specific target figure in mind?
I don't know about the ultimate target because obviously it's going to be many thousands of pounds. I'm not really too sure, but all we're concentrating on with this is trying to raise as much as we possibly can. And,
right.
And obviously if we can get that into the thousands, all the better, really.
That's great. Now, you mentioned Jeremy Hobbs, the producer and the director. How has he managed to get the acts together that are going to appear in the show?
Well, because of Jerry's reputation, if you like, both around the amateur circle in this area, he's also very well known on the professional circuit.
Right.
He took a pro-am version of Le Cage aux Folles around the UK back in the 1990s to critical acclaim. I mean, did very well. They took part in that, took one of the main roles of Georges. Of course, throughout that time, he's met many friends along the way, and many very good contacts, and because of that, he's been able to attract some very, very talented people up specially for this one.
Right.
That's spectacular.
So it's a combination of both local amateurs and stage professionals.
It is, and some very, very talented amateurs. I mean, this area is rich in terms of the amateur skills on stage. I mean, there's lots of very talented amateur companies in this area.
Yeah.
And that combination of really talented amateur performers, together with some of Jerry's super professionals, should make it a great night.
Well, funny enough, Rich, I was just looking at the bill for the Ethos show. We've got Luke Faulkner, international concert pianist.
Yeah. Beautiful. Yeah.
And there's cast members from Les Miserables in the West End.
There is.
Now, there's a guy called Tony O'Rourke singing songs from the Cage aux Folles. Apparently, Tony's a well-known performer.
He is. In fact, he played alongside Jerry when they took their tour around the UK.
Right.
And he played Alban. And a lot of people who will recall having seen Tony O'Rourke play this role would say fabulous. He will really bring the house down when he comes along because he's a super performer.
And I think I've heard a story. This is the last time he's ever going to be performing this song?
Yeah. I think he'd said this before, but Jerry approached him and said, will you do me this one really huge last favour?
Yeah.
It's for a really important cause in this area for Compton Hospice in this their special year. Will you come and perform it? And he said he would, especially for Jerry. And he was going to actually perform it just in straight clothes, but Jerry said no. If you could dress up for the occasion, please do that. And he said, for you. I'll do that for you. So we're delighted.
So Jerry's talked him into full
he's
costume.
He's talked him into it. And, yeah, this will be it will be superb.
And I noticed the other fourth headline act is Alison Room from Mac and Mabel.
That's right, yeah. In fact, that's, I think I'll be right in saying that that's Jerry's favourite musical.
Right.
So we bring that part of that musical to the stage. Yeah. So, yeah, some super musicals. Charlie and the Chocolate Factory. We've got the Newbridge Preparatory School children there performing. So some great musicals and some great musical numbers.
And I noticed you talked about local interest. There's a lady, a young girl called Annabelle Rocket.
Yes.
Who I think is a local pupil at a local school.
Annabelle Rocket. She is something else. This girl, if people haven't seen her perform, you must come and see her. I saw her actually recently perform at the Goodyear Pavilions. In fact, it was a fundraiser for Compton. It was via Compton Choir. Mm-hmm. And I saw her perform and thought, gosh, this girl is something special. And she can sing.
Because I noticed that she was a national finalist in the Rotary International's Young Musician of the Year competition.
She was, she was. And you can just imagine, I mean, on a national level, the numbers that were involved in that and for her to get right down to the final. Yeah. This young girl is very, very talented and from the Wolverhampton area.
Great. So local interest and stars from the West End.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Now, as far as tickets are concerned, Rich, how are ticket sales going and could you tell us what prices we're talking of?
Yeah, well, ticket sales have gone really quite well. This has really sort of started to gather momentum over the last few weeks. What we've done, people who know the Grand Theatre will know that there's obviously the stalls, the dress circle, and the Grand Circle at the top. Some people call it the gods, we've opened that up. We weren't going to actually open that, but we are now because demand for tickets has been so high.
Good.
In terms of the pricing, what we thought it was only fair to do because of the seats that are remaining, that we bring the pricing down and offer a flat price now of £12,
right,
which I think is exceptional.
Yes.
for a night of this quality.
Yes.
I think it will be a night to be in Wolverhampton at the Grand Theatre.
Yeah, so all tickets are now £12.
They are, across the board.
I'd obviously like to remind people then that Ethos, the best of times, is the name of the show. That's Saturday, the 15th of July at 7:30.
It is.
And if any of our listeners are interested in tickets, they're £12. And you can go onto the Grand Theatre's website, which is www.grandtheatre.co.uk. Or if you want to telephone the box office in Wolverhampton, that's 01902 429212.
You got it. That's
and
it, Dave.
Well, I shall be there. Rich, I know, will be there. Yeah. I'm sure it's going to be an excellent night.
Yes,
so really, all it leaves now is for me to thank you, Rich, for popping in today, for telling us about this Ethos fundraising concert on behalf of Compton Hospice. Let's hope the target is reached for this wonderful fundraising project. So, Richard Bourne, co-producer of the show and also from Friends of the Grand, thank you very much.
Pleasure, Dave. Thanks very much indeed.
Cheers.
Thank you.